Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's kind of what I thought.
It also means that Al Horford's basically MVP of all time.
Average Al?
Yes. And let's see. Boston Pride still have not won a game. They
yeah, sucks.
Blew a lead to the, what is it? To the Connecticut Whale.
The Connecticut Whale?
Last weekend, yes. Yeah. Get it?
I get it. Is it the same logo? They,
it's a modified logo.
Is it just like a fun whale?
They play Brass Bonanza when they score goals.
Yeah, it's fun.
So, yeah.
I like the whale.
And the Lightning coming pretty to the garden.
Yeah, it's going to be a slaughter.
I don't know about that. They've lost three of the last four.
Whatever. The Bruins stink.
They did beat... The Bruins have won four in a row.
Whatever.
It's not good.
Oh, they just made the switch to Hudobin. You see that?
What's goalie controversy.
What's your take on the goalie controversy?
I mean, you don't bench a Finn. That's what I say.
It seems like you do.
And finally, the great mystery of the wrestling world right now.
What happened to Wrestle Circus?
Every time I finally think I have my wrestling fandom, my wrestling viewership, my wrestling investment figured out, I'm like, all right, I use my Amazon Prime, I get subscribed to Twitch. I watched Liberty Bell one night, had Wrestle Circus up on my phone during my walk.
What a psychopath.
I was all set.
I called the police. Suspicious man watching wrestling on a phone at Liberty Bell.
And so they had their big event coming up. Was it last Saturday?
Machine? What's it called?
I can't remember now.
Machine.
It was on Machine.
Wasn't Brian Cage going to be there?
Brian Cage. Everybody's going to be there.
But so what, when they name it after Brian Cage?
No.
Muscle Boys.
Rich Piana Memorial Show.
Rich Piana Memorial Muscle Boys Show. Anyway, I'm sorry.
But yeah, it was like a nice big event. Everything was all set. They changed venues. It was also to take place. And then the Monday before the show,
Wrestle Circus being an independent wrestling thing out of
Austin, Texas,
that partners with Twitch TV, like the video game streaming site, which also streams a lot of stuff now. Like they do a lot of like non-specific video game stuff. Just like, here's a talk show. Here's like people playing poker and stuff. That stinks. And there's no word, right?
So on Monday, they put an official notice saying that the event was canceled. You can get refunds using this form. They put a URL, which I guess people are still complaining because they're not getting their full refunds. All wrestlers have been notified. It's been canceled due to unforeseen circumstances. Please respect our privacy at this time.
Right, which makes you think like someone died. Because that's the verbiage you would use like if someone passed away.
Yeah, or is sick or something. So it's run by a couple in Texas. Nobody really knows what happened. I mean, the rest of there's people do know what happened, but nobody has said anything publicly. There's rumors now surfacing on Twitter, people making reference to it possibly shutting down.
Yeah.
There was a podcast interview with All Ego Ethan Page. Mm-hmm. He said that
wrestlers be talking though, right? Like someone's gonna tell
you
us.
I was doing so much research trying to figure out what happened. So I listened to this podcast that Ethan Page called into.
Yeah.
And he was basically saying no ill will. He's saying that. He hopes it comes back, and he wishes Al and Lexi like good health and stuff like that. So something happened along the line. I mean, a cold hearted person like myself would wonder, like even if somebody got sick or something like that, like the show could theoretically still go on, but you don't
depends.
Know. Some people blamed lack of ticket sales because they're going up against NXT, which was untrue.
NXT.
I don't think it wasn't a lack of ticket sales issue.
Also in Austin, is NXT doing a show in Austin? Or they did.
I don't know. That's what, yes, you're.
NXT just did War Games or something, right? I think they just did War Games. They're going to do Starcade. I don't really understand what's going on at WWE now. They're basically doing shows to like make me come back. Like, they saw your Werner sent me a picture of Arn Anderson showing up in wrestling. I'm like, stop it. Stop trying to make me watch. Arn Anderson showed up. He had like a polo shirt on. I'm like, oh, I love you, Arn Anderson, but I won't watch WWE. It stinks. You can watch episodes of Thunder on YouTube for free.
There you go. That's it. That's what I used to do back when I didn't have cable, but you could get TBS through the VCR.
Yep.
And I would watch Thunder.
That's what I'm doing, watching a lot of Thunder. It's a lot. It stinks. It's a really bad show.
A lot of Van Hammer.
Not the Warrior, but he was like the Renegade, who was basically like Ultimate Warrior. And a lot of Prince Ikea, who's on a winning streak of the episode I watched.
Who did commentary for that?
Heenan. The radio guy, like the guy from, it's not Bubba the Love Sponge, but it's basically like that level of guy. I can't think of his name. And Today. I can't think of the big guy. There's like some big like shock jock radio guy. I can't think of his name, but I remember hating him when I was a kid.
You said you saw Bound for Glory, right?
I watched a bunch of Bound for Glory up to when Alberto Del Rio did the
Alberto Al Patron.
Whatever. he had ADR pants last time, right? But so. it was a fun show. Like, it started out with Trevor Lee and, like, the X Division, like, wacky, like, nine guys doing flips and stuff. And, like, I like Trevor Lee. And good ladies match. And then, like...
Is that the triple threat with Gail Kim?
Triple threat ladies match. And then, like, El Patron came out, and it was, like, the break storyline part of the show where they're like, El Patron, she's not supposed to be here, which is, like... They tried to play it up like a CM Punk, like, pipe bomb moment where they're like, ooh, this is the reality of wrestling. And he literally referenced, oh, I've been accused in the media of things, and then you guys just believe... I was convicted in the court of public opinion. And I'm like... It's slightly different when the reality, like when CM Punk's like, the reality is WWE doesn't like me, which is not true because he was starring in all the shows. But he's that's a thing I can accept of, like, there's a hierarchy to the show, and I'm the best wrestler, and that's why I should be on top, and I'm wearing a Stone Cold shirt and blah blah blah. I'm showing you the quote unquote the business, but in a controlled way, and in a way where you can get behind CM Punk as the renegade star.
Right. This he's taking down like the machine.
Down the machine. Pressing, yeah, the machine.
That was a pressing mask, Chris Masters.
This is Del Rio coming out saying, I've been wrongfully convicted in the media of beating my girlfriend. It's not true, and therefore that you guys are against me. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't want it. This is not make me want to cheer for you here. Like, I don't actually like you. And they played it up like that. Like, the announcers played it up like it was a pipe bomb moment. Like, this shouldn't be happening. Like, this is not in the script, people. And I'm like, this is a real thing.
It's Thunder.
He really got arrested for really punching someone. It's not.
Meanwhile, no. She came back this week.
It made me feel gross, basically. It was like a fun show, as fun as it can be. If I had more time, although I was very busy this week, I was going to have Abyss be wrestler of the week because he's been doing it for so damn long. And he just, like, he had whatever they call it. Monster's Ball match with Grado. They don't... When they first did the Monster's Ball match, the concept was not only was it a hardcore match, but you had to stay... You had to be locked up in a room until...
Like 24 hours. 24 hours. No food.
So with no food, yeah, so you'd come out like a maniac, which I thought they should always say that before the Monster's Ball match because otherwise it's just a hardcore match. Mm-hmm. But if they... Like, the first one, like 2005, 2006,
they
like showed them, yeah, and they showed them like coming out of the room, like starving. He's like, I want food. That like it adds. I don't know, whatever. I'm a carny, but so anyway, that was fun. But yeah, like good show, whatever. Bound for Glory is what it is. But yeah, the Del Rio stuff. Like I was like, what are you doing? I thought they were distancing themselves from him, but now they're like using.
That would be the smart thing.
They're using a real life crime to get him over, which I'm like, that's not how that works. That's not like how this.
And to
CM
get him
Punk
over by
works.
Feuding with Johnny Nitro.
Yeah, yeah.
John Morrison, whatever his name is, Johnny Impact.
He's Johnny Impact in the show, which is very funny.
Meanwhile, what's his name? Just cast to the side, the actual champion. See, you don't even know the champ.
I don't even know the champ is anymore.
Yes.
Johnny Impact.
But Paige did come back.
Paige is back.
Yeah.
In WWE.
Yes.
Good for her.
And Emma's gone.
Yeah, she got fired right away. When she was like doing, she had like a fun match with Asuka, and then she's gone. I don't know. Wrestling.
What a world. The wrestling. So, speaking of wrestling.
Yeah.
Returning to Melrose in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The show today. The Beyond Show in Somerville, I think, and then in 2 weeks.
2 weeks in Melrose.
There is a Beyond Evolve doubleheader once again.
Evolve.
You can get if you hit up Melrose House of Pizza, you can get discounted coupon codes.
Ooh.
To the Evolve show.
Ooh. Christmas party.
There you go. All right, so we're going to play another song now, unless you had any sports-related material to add.
No, go Celtics.
Thrilling report.
I'm a big green teamer. You know, I hope they
You're going to get a Kyrie jersey?
I'm going to get an Irving jersey. I'm on the Flat Earth Society website. You know, the moon is hollow, all the good stuff.
All right, so we're going to play some music. We'll then do some brutal, not brutal, slash newsy type stuff. And then we'll have the Hall of Fame. So we're going to play you some Averst. Again, you can see them Thursday, December 7th. So a week from Thursday at the Middle East. And going to play the song Prison of Existence for you off of Renewal on Brutal Brunch, WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Brutal Brunch here at WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. You just heard a verse, and that was the song Prison of Existence off their Renewal EP. You can see them a week from Thursday.
So talented. I don't know what that does to your voice when you're doing screamed and then operatic vocals at the same time.
You could do it.
I could do it. You're right.
Just keep watching those YouTube tutorials.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about some news, I suppose. As you were just discussing, 2018, last Warped Tour.
Damn. I'm doing a kickflip over here.
Did you ever go to a Warped Tour?
Absolutely not.
Oh, my God.
I'm not cool. I'm not going to see, like, pop punk bands. I'm not, like, a cool... I wasn't a cool guy in high school. When's the first pop Warped Tour you went to?
The 10th anniversary, I believe.
Wow.
I was in college.
Damn, son. Where was it?
Gillette Stadium parking lot.
Ooh, parking lot? That's a pretty big parking
lot. Got an outrageous sunburn.
Who was there?
Andrew WK played at 12:30 in the afternoon.
That's fun.
It was amazing. Rancid.
Okay.
And Lesson Jake.
Mm-hmm.
I think they closed.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Goldfinger.
The Murphys were there.
Okay.
Pennywise.
Okay.
Bunch of bands, bunch of stuff.
That's fun. Yeah, it kind of stinks.
Saw the Offspring play there the following year in a mud pit in Brockton Fairgrounds.
Oh, my God.
Who else I see there? Sum 41 played last 2 years ago.
2 years 2016. Ago.
But I saw Wonder Years, 4 Years Strong, Real Big Fish, Listen Jake again. Yeah,
all good. Fun bands. Like, all honestly, like,
and our boys
fun played music.
They have like, well, they have the metal stage now because they had a shutdown Mayhem Festival, so he made a metal. This is the same guy, Lyman.
Yeah,
Kevin Lyman. Not.
They said Tom in this article.
Whatever. So the deathcore, basically a deathcore stage. So I also saw Whitechapel play there, but then they also have the mini local stage and
Kevin Lyman.
Yes, a bunch of bands we play on the show.
Yeah,
that perform there. So. Good stuff. You have one last chance in 2018 to see Warped Tour.
Where is
it? In 2019, there will be I'm sure it'll be back in Mansfield.
Yeah.
And then 2019, they'll have some sort of 25th anniversary bash, and that's the end. That's
I'll go. We'll go this year.
All right.
Lyman says it's because no more kids. It's all old guys like me and you going, being like, oh, these are the days. What do you think? What are kids listening to these days? Sad rap. That's the new thing.
What do you know about this? The SoundCloud rappers?
Mumble rap. No, like that kid Lil Peep who died. He was like,
yeah, 19. A SoundCloud rapper.
SoundCloud rap.
My niece was telling me all about Lil Xan.
Could she come on here and tell us?
X-A-N, short for Xanax.
Oh,
Lil Xan.
Oh, my God.
Then there's Lil Pump, who's like a bigger.
Lil Uzi Vert.
What? I don't know any of it. That's what they listen to.
Yeah.
That's what brought down the Warped Tour.
Gotta have her in here to tell us about these children. What are the kids listening to?
All right. Yeah. End of an era. So everybody's mad about Battlefront 2. Star
Hell
Wars.
Yeah.
Battlefront. You have to enlighten me as the resident gamer.
Gaming over here. So EA released Battlefront 2, which is a sequel to Battlefront, which
Star
is itself
Wars
basically a remake. Or not a remake, but like a follow-up on the Battlefront games that came out in like the PS2 era. But it's basically like a multiplayer shooter. You know, you play as the Rebels or the Empire, and just like a big multiplayer, you just blast each other. But so, it's a $60 game, and on top of that, they've locked the progression behind paywalls or like a really long way to... Like, you either have to play a really, really long time, like hours and hours and hours, to like, say, get the next gun, or you could pay like $10 for it. Or, and then and beyond that... Because even that, I'm like, that's fine. But I think beyond that, what they've done is they've locked like elements of gameplay behind like single-use boxes that you basically get in like a lottery. So even if I wanted, for example, like, I don't know, this laser, I couldn't just buy it. I have to buy a chance at it, like a lottery chance, and then you might not get it. So I think there's a European country that's actually looking into it as gambling.
Yes,
because
I
it basically
this.
Is.
Yeah.
It's basically... you're putting money in, you're getting a non-money thing out, but it's still money for chance. So I don't know how it would go here in the United States with that kind of whatever legislation. I know Europe's obviously much stricter than the United States in terms of regulation, but it's interesting. But yeah, I guess people are really bummed out about it. It's not like a really long single player. I mean, it's weird because you have Star Wars. It's just like the hottest property. They're making a movie every 5 minutes.
It's really bizarre how difficult apparently it is to make a good Star Wars game.
I don't know
why
it's so hard.
I mean, essentially you had, what, Knights of the Old Republic.
Yep.
You had Rogue Leader, X-Wing, and X-Wing versus TIE Fighter.
Yep.
Like, what else? Everything else is terrible, right?
Rogue cast. Master of the Terrorist Kassai. I don't know. All right.
Know. Like, Yoda stories?
The problem is they try to do too much. They try to be like, because I think here's what would be an interesting Star Wars thing. And all the things you just named were like, you're a character in Star Wars world or whatever, and you're doing your thing, and then you might see Darth Vader over here, mm-hmm. like doing his thing, or like whatever, Rey, whatever the new characters are. But in this, they're trying to like please both worlds, where right. like you're a nameless character who can kind of like see the war that's going on and like the big, like fancy samurai battles, but then also like you play as Darth Vader, and it's like kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
And it's so expensive, right? That you have to make, like, every game is $60. I was thinking about this last night, because it's, like, getting around Christmas time, like, holiday season, like, trying to buy stuff for nieces and nephews, and thinking about, like, when I was a kid, like, writing out a list. And, like, there were some games, like, N64, like, Super Nintendo games that were just $80 in, like, 95. And now games are, like, all $60. Like, you could spend $20 billion, like, making a game, and it's $60. You really can't get away with charging more than $60.
Mm-hmm.
So the way you do that is you kind of have, like, little add-ins.
Yep.
Or you'll sell it with, like, a cloth
DLC.
Map or, like, crap like that. Yeah, because you need, like, you're honestly, like, spending so much more than you're making if you're just selling the raw game, which you really can't do anymore for games at that level. And I guess also with this EA thing is that Disney obviously has a lot of oversight in the how characters look. So one of the things that's been popular in like other big multiplayer shooters is like you can buy stuff, but it doesn't affect the gameplay. So you don't feel like you're getting screwed because like I spent $100 getting the sweetest gun and I'm just like working you over. But if you want to spend money, you could buy like a hat or like a suit. But they're like, Luke would not wear this suit. You only can wear this suit, blah, blah, blah. So I guess they were hamstrung in that way a little bit where other games, you know, if you're playing like not Call of Duty, but like Overwatch, you could be like, here's like a new cute outfit, and like you put it on, it's fun, and that's you can make money that way,
right?
Or like with the big game now is like League of Legends or Dota, where it's just they're basically free, but they just make money off like hats and costumes and skins, like millions and millions of dollars every couple months. Anyway, interesting. It's kind of where games are going. I think the big games are gonna be less and less of them, and they're gonna be more expensive.
Terrible.
Sorry.
Bad news for me.
Sorry.
Are you going to see a new Star Wars movie?
Probably, right? I don't know. I saw the last one. It's fine. I've seen them all. They're fine.
The last one was the best one of all time.
Rogue One?
Rogue One.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Speaking of space.
Yeah.
Did you see that we had an interstellar visitor?
Hell yeah. I was just looking at it.
A cigar-shaped object that just like floated into the galaxy.
Take
or whatever.
Away. It's called like, you get the name of it? Because I just looked it up. I just want to look it up.
Oh, I thought you had it. Yes. But anyway,
Oumamaru.
Yes.
So we're going to start a cult based around Oumamaru coming and taking us all away.
Do you think it's related to the mystery cloud that was floating over?
Oh, the radioactive,
cloud?
I hope so.
Good times.
Yeah.
We won't be around for the next Star Wars movie.
Would love to get crushed by a cigar-shaped asteroid.
Speaking of things coming to an end, your boy, Bobby Finger.
He is my boy.
Did you see what happened on Megyn Kelly today this past week?
No, I do like when he goes off on Megyn Kelly.
Oh, yeah, well, he has a daily recap of her show, which is apparently giving. I saw a headline that they will give. What is she on? NBC, CBS,
she's
whatever.
She's on NBC.
We'll give them one of the lowest sweeps ratings of all time.
Real bad.
But
she's doing like a. What made her famous was going on TV and being like Santa's white people,
yes.
And like now she's like trying to distance herself from that like insane lineage, which you can't. By doing like Today Show stuff, like doing the like Kathy Lee and Hoda, like we're drinking white wine and we're partying, like you can't do that. Just go away.
But Bobby Finger did make an appearance on the show.
He was on the show.
He was on. Yeah, how'd you miss this?
I don't know.
Katie Dries is one of the editors over at Jezebel or somewhere in the Gizmodo Network.
Sure.
And yeah, they worked and they got they were trying to get tickets to the show. And Megyn Kelly sent him a handwritten note saying, "I heard you had trouble getting tickets. I'd love to have you on."
That is amazing.
And yeah, she because I guess like the crew like reads his recaps and just laughs. And they invited him on, and she like introduced him on the show, and like came over, gave him an awkward hug, and everybody clapped for him.
I have to look at this.
And
now.
He had to end the column because he's like, "There's no way this can go on."
Now he's been compromised. Who Weekly, great podcast. In case you're trying to figure out like who Bella Thorne is and stuff.
Yes, is that his?
Yeah, he's on that podcast with another lady from Jezebel.
All right,
Lindsay Weber.
Okay.
Yeah.
Plug for Jezebel.
Plug for Jezebel. It's a fun site. Go read it.
We also missed this one. News and How We're Gonna Die is the Keystone Pipeline.
Hell yeah,
shockingly
baby.
Leaked.
Burn it down.
And then was promptly approved in Nebraska.
It sucks.
So there's that. We've been talking about Keystone enough, so yeah, there you go. And a North Korean soldier. You see the video of this guy defecting?
I did not.
From North Korea to South Korea? No. You heard about the headline.
Yes.
I'm sorry, the story. But yeah, a guy drove up, blast past a checkpoint, and hops out of his Jeep and just makes a mad dash to South Korea, basically the border.
Yeah.
And a bunch of soldiers start shooting at him. He got shot 5 times.
Wow.
But made it across, was rescued, and is now... The line is like he's recovering in the hospital listening to Western music.
That's amazing.
But he had a bunch of stomach worms, which it's like, what are these worms? What are
like,
these parasites? What insight does it give us to the diet of North Koreans?
Spoiled grain and stuff,
yeah,
right?
Like, whatever. There's also a video. If you watch the video, it shows a guy...
He's lucky he's alive.
Just sprinting.
Like,
and
how did you get lit up by, like, all the Americans and South Koreans? Like,
you see the... So the North Korean soldiers are shooting at him.
Oh, shooting at him as he's running.
Yeah.
But wouldn't the South Korean be like, I don't, what's going on?
No, because it's not illegal. Technically, okay. North Korea broke the agreement by shooting at this guy.
Gotcha.
You see this video, and you see one guy come bombing in and just, like, wipe out, and is just on the ground and doesn't move. And nobody really knows why, what happened to this guy. But yeah, you see everybody else shooting at him. And
well, the president played a round of golf quickly with Tiger Woods, so I expect there will be some follow-up on this.
And last but not least, last bit of Melrose news. Matt, I didn't hear you putting a proposal together for Amazon.
I am, yeah. The idea is that Amazon's going to get the whole city will all work for Amazon, and then all your taxes go to Amazon, and then you don't get money back, you get Amazon Prime bucks.
Like gift card?
Yeah, Prime bucks. Basically what I'm trying to say is the company store is back, people. You're going to be working in a mining town, but it's basically a factory where you put tube socks into a box and you ship it off. There's another good article about Amazon being a pretty bad company, which sucks because it's kind of like, I'm also going to buy stuff on Amazon today and I used Amazon Prime. But about the last mile delivery and like how, so you get UPS and like the big delivery companies, but like the Amazon last mile is all independent contractors and they're just like driving around in their car. It's like, it's kind of like a, not Uber, but it's kind of like it's not insured through Amazon. It's insured through yourself. So like if you're not a savvy person, you could be getting in a lot of trouble because you're driving your car for business, and if you get in an accident, your insurance is going to disclaim coverage, and on top of everything else that you're having to do and like making money, you know, in the gig economy, no fun, I guess. But yeah, I don't know. I saw a story in Chicago where that's literally true.
So
where like the deal was, the tax break deal was like any, I guess, employment taxes, right? I think it was like your paycheck tax, your payroll tax, instead of going to the state, it would go to Amazon.
Yep. Well, Boston's proposing that they will hire city employees to work directly for Amazon.
Okay.
So, and then I figured there's like 3 other city insane proposals like that where Amazon's just going to basically run things.
It's tough. I don't know. Like, there's really no way to... They're so big now. It's like, what do you do? Where do you go? Like, even just like doing your basic stuff, like shopping. I'm like, what should I get my dad for Christmas this year? And I'm like, check it out on Amazon. Like, I don't even think about other ways to do it. And there are many ways to spend your money here in the United States. So
go to Rockabilia.
Yeah, go to Rockabilia.com. 30% off Black Friday sales. Black Saturday. Black Sunday.
All right, which is a perfect segue for this.
Crunch, 91.5 WMFO.
Sounds like a little sweet from those Dr. Pepper commercials.
Ooh, little sweet!
As you may have picked up on the hot mic, this week's entry into the Hall of Fame, the Brutal Brunch Hall of Fame, is the band Mayhem and their album The Mysterious Dom Satanus.
Woo! Mayhem.
Which we'll be seeing perform live next Saturday in New York City at Irving Plaza.
We're doing a nightmare trip. We're going to leave at 4, whatever. We're going to leave here at like in the afternoon.
I thought it was 9:30.
Oh, no. It's not going to be that early. Oh, whatever. We're going to get in. We're going to get in. We're going to get in at like 5. Whatever we leave, we're going to get in, show, after show, train back 2:45 a.m. in the morning. That's a nightmare.
It departs at 9:40 a.m.
Okay.
So, yeah.
When do we get in? 3?
I don't know. Doesn't say
anything.
Hell
yeah.
But we leave at 2:40 a.m. the next day.
Anyway,
the next morning.
It's the whole.
So everybody's going to be at Irving Plaza next Saturday seeing Mayhem.
Out.
Hopefully they got pigs' heads on pikes and.
Hopefully not.
May or may not be people crucified up on stage.
Oh no.
And let's talk about the album, why it's in the Hall of Fame, because it's amazing.
It is amazing.
And
it's
legitimately one of the most influential albums, not just black metal albums, of all time. Anyway, the title, The Mysterious Dom Satanus, is a Latin phrase meaning about the mystery of the Lord Satan. And the album cover is a monochrome photo of the east side of Nidaros Cathedral in Trondheim, Norway. Which, well, we'll get to this later. but it was also recorded in Grieg Hall in Bergen, Norway.
Is that a wooden church cathedral? Because they had all those stave churches in Norway.
It could be.
It's pretty awesome. Stave church. Still, you burned them all down, but...
That's well. We'll get to that. So the album was released. Where did I put the release date? But in May of 1994. However, writing began as early as 1987 when Dead began composing lyrics. Of course, one of the probably the first primary singer of the band.
Yeah.
And in 1990 and 1991, studio versions of The Freezing Moon and Carnage, which are tracks off the album, were recorded and put onto a compilation. So that's when they first appeared. And drummer Hellhammer claimed that the lyrics of the song Freezing Moon were, quote, meant to make people commit suicide.
A maniac of a person.
Previous to that, in 1989, Dead said in an interview, which was performed by Marduk guitarist Morgan Evil Hawkinson, and was published in Slayer fanzine,
amazing,
that by then, this is in 1989, he had written the lyrics for Funeral Fog, Freezing Moon, Buried by Time and Dust, and Pagan Fear. So again, this is like 7 years in the making. Then
it takes a long time to write an album when you're like living in the brush.
So the story that people must be well familiar with in 1991, Dead and Euronymous, the guitarist, were living in a house in the woods near Krokstad, which was used by the band to rehearse.
Can I correct you? Because I've made a lot of mistakes today. I would say Euronymous.
Euronymous?
Sure. Right. That's how
Euronymous.
I pronounce it.
Okay. They were sequestered to write music. Apparently, Dead would play like synth music, synth pop, and Euronymous would get mad and sleep in the woods.
Yes.
Or no, it was vice versa. I can't remember.
It was vice versa.
Yes, Euronymous would play synth music.
Yeah, Euronymous was
and
like...
And Dead would go sleep in the woods.
And they had their own... Euronymous had opened his a record store called Hell Pit or something. I can't think of the name of it, but that's where everyone would hang out. And when we say like
they're basically like gangs of
they're basically like
outcasts.
A gang. Yeah, it was basically like a gang of like 20 teens and 20-year-olds. And that's kind of like where all the stuff happened.
Yep. Including on April 8th, 1991, Dead committed suicide. His body was found by Euronymous. Before calling the police, he allegedly went to a nearby shop and bought a disposable camera with which he photographed the body after rearranging some items. And I suppose they said that there was a rumor that he made a stew out of Dead's brains, which was disproved. But it was confirmed that he took bones from Dead's body and made them into necklaces and would give them to people he deemed worthy, such as Faust and others in the scene.
The name of the record store was Helvet, for hell, and it was just a basement.
Makes sense.
Euronymous,
which he had to close later on.
And Euronymous more of a carny than some of the other guys. Like he was more like he knew that there was like a popularity to like how things looked, and he could like market it essentially. Like obviously, like he's a maniac too, but. Slightly different than some of the other guys who show up.
So this also led the bassist Necrobutcher to leave the band. Necrobutcher and Hellhammer will be playing next. They are still in the band, by the way.
Yep.
They've come back. Anyway, so because Necrobutcher left, it was basically Euronymous and Hellhammer, so they needed some new members. So they recruited Attila Sashar as vocalist from Hungary, who is the vocalist today, as well as Varg from Burzum. To play bass.
An absolute maniac.
And they recorded the album in 1992, into 1993, again at Greig Hall in Bergen. So, the album itself contained no information on lineup and credits, which leads to this hilarious chain of events. So Necrobutcher, who had left the band before the recording sessions, claimed to have written half of the songs for the album. He stated that he and Dead wrote Freezing Moon, and Euronymous only contributed one riff to that song.
You only did one riff?
Meanwhile...
I did these riffs!
Snore? Blackthorn and Rook? So we'll call him Blackthorn.
It's the O with his cross through it.
Who performed solo as Thorns. Wrote some riffs for the album, and finished some of Dead's song lyrics, according to himself and Hellhammer. The main riff of the Thorns song, Into the Promised Land, became the main riff from The Dark Past. Mm, so you're following?
I am following.
Meanwhile, according to Varg, Euronymous was responsible for most of the guitar riffs, but he claimed that Hellhammer, Necrobutcher, and himself contributed some riffs too. Probably. So basically nobody really knows who...
Nobody knows who wrote it.
Yeah. Dead wrote some lyrics, that's all I know.
He wrote some lyrics, he used to bury his clothes outside.
So we mentioned, now if you're paying attention, we've mentioned Blackthorn and Varg, who both recorded some music on this album. Well, on August 10th of 1993, again, there's still 1993, we've not gotten to May 1994 yet.
We haven't gotten anywhere.
They killed Euronymous.
They did.
They went to his apartment in Oslo, and Varg claimed that Euronymous was going to kill him under the pretense of a fake contract agreement signing. So he said that his plan was to go sign the contract, throw it in his face, and tell him to F off.
Euronymous had a stun gun.
Right.
And Varg said, he's going to hit me with the stun gun.
So Varg claimed that in self-defense, he stabbed him in the neck.
He was sleeping.
According to Varg, there are multiple cuts and things on him, which was from falling through glass.
Varg is a liar.
But he didn't deny killing him.
No.
So, Varg was arrested and sentenced to 21 years in prison, while Blackthorn, who was kind of hella chilling outside, was sentenced to 8 years for being an accomplice.
Yes.
We're not done yet. During the trial, police said that they had found explosives and ammunition in Varg's home. Euronymous and Varg had allegedly plotted to blow up Nidaros Cathedral, which appears on the album cover, to coincide with the album's release.
Yes.
However, Varg denied this allegation in a 2009 interview, saying, No, I was getting the explosive and ammunition in order to defend Norway if we were attacked at any time. During the Cold War, the United States and Soviet Union could have decided to attack us.
Nope. What a maniac. I can't believe he's free. God.
He is out. He's writing music. Plotting to invade Paris with his girlfriend. So after the trial, Hellhammer and Necrobutcher came back to help release the album.
Good to be back.
Euronymous had previously shut down his record store after the suicide.
Yep.
Now he's dead. His parents asked Hellhammer to remove the bass tracks that were recorded by Varg. Hellhammer said, "I thought it was appropriate and the murder and the victim." He said, "I thought it was appropriate that the murderer and victim were on the same record. I put word out that I was recording the bass parts, but I never did." So it is Varg that you hear playing bass on this album. So he lied to the dead man's parents. And finally, the album was eventually released in May of 1994.
Yep.
Around that time that Varg was sentenced. It features the last lyrics written by Dead before his suicide and last songs recorded by Euronymous before his murder. And it's also interesting to note, Attila, who took over on vocals, he was from Hungary, and his style was somewhat atypical for Nordic black metal then, and provoked a mixed reception from fans. For example, MetalReviews.com gave him the nickname Attila Fingernail Sashar.
Why?
Because that's what his voice sounded like. They didn't like his voice coming in.
Too screechy?
Yeah. Well, you'll hear it. You're about to hear it, because we're going to play you now three songs from the album. Funeral Fog, Freezing Moon, and the title track, The Mysterious Dom Satanus. Matt, are you ready?
Always.
Take it away. We'll be right back.
MFO annual drive is in effect. We're looking to raise $5,000 to continue to keep your freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Oops. Welcome back to Brew Brunch, WMFO Med for 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. You just heard three tracks from Mayhem.
All
right, no. Latest entrance into the Brew Brunch Hall of Fame. We're seeing them next weekend in New York. We're going to print off a certificate and present it to them on stage in the middle of your set.
What?
Congratulate them to the Hall of Fame.
Congratulations and welcome to the Hall of Fame.
All right, we're leaving. You're listening to WMFO Med for 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. We're playing you some Writing in the Skies as we sign off. This is Shimmer from Metamorphosos. Metamorphos. You can see these guys Tuesday, O'Brien's Pub, and then December 2nd at the Root Cellar in Greenfield. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Detox Mansion, Bob Angel. Later.